From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Military and intelligence officials say the Pakistani army has secured a strategic Taliban town along the Afghan border. The BBC's Mark Dummett reports from Islamabad.
The capture of Kot Kai follows days of heavy fighting between the Pakistani military and the Taliban, who are backed by hundreds of foreign fighters. It's the birthplace of two senior leaders, Hakimullah Massoud, the overall commander of the Pakistani Taliban, and Qari Hussein, who's blamed by the government for masterminding a series of suicide attacks across the country. Security sources told the BBC that three soldiers and four militants were killed in the final battle for control of the village overnight. The fighting is now expected to move into more remote and more mountainous parts of South Waziristan.
The BBC's Mark Dummett reporting from Islamabad. In Afghanistan, the Taliban is calling on voters to boycott the presidential election runoff next month. A statement said Taliban fighters will attack polling stations and block roads to disrupt the election. It said the runoff was being orchestrated by Washington. Incumbent Hamid Karzai had won the election in August, but thousands of ballots were thrown out because of fraud, prompting another round of voting. Iran has delayed until next week a formal response to a UN-brokered deal aimed at easing fears about its nuclear program. Dale Gavlak reports.
Iran told the UN International Atomic Energy Agency that it was still considering the nuclear watchdog's proposal to ship uranium to Russia for further enriching, but said it needed more time for its response. The proposal, backed by the U.S., Russia, and France, is seen by the West as a way to curb Tehran's alleged efforts to make nuclear weapons. Once enriched, the uranium would be converted into fuel rods and returned to Iran for use in its reactor in Tehran. The State Department expressed mild disappointment that Iran was not ready to embrace the proposal, but it said Washington was willing to wait a few days for its reply, but not forever. The plan envisions converting a large amount of Iran's stockpile of low-enriched uranium, thus limiting its potential to secretly turn the material into uranium suitable for a nuclear weapon. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Southeast Asian leaders are meeting at a resort in Thailand this weekend. They issued a statement today calling on North Korea to return to six-party talks on Pyongyang's nuclear program. The number of bank failures so far this year climbed above 100 yesterday. Federal regulators shut down another seven banks, three in Florida. The 106 failures are the most in any year since 1992, when 181 banks went under at the end of the savings and loan crisis. President Obama used his weekly address to urge banks to make more loans to small businesses. He said the banks have benefited from the government's bailout package, and it's time for them to make the loans needed for small businesses to create jobs. This is NPR News. One of the pilots of the Northwest Airlines jet that missed its destination by 150 miles this week denies that the crew had fallen asleep. Richard Cole was interviewed by the Associated Press. He wouldn't say what happened, but said there was never any danger. Both pilots have been suspended. A police report released yesterday said members of the crew indicated they'd been having a heated discussion about airline policy. The plane was supposed to land in Minneapolis, but had reached Wisconsin before the problem was noticed. Air traffic controllers and pilots on other planes tried for more than an hour Wednesday night to contact the crew using radio, cell phones, and data messages. Authorities in Colorado say the mother of a boy thought missing inside a helium balloon last week has admitted the whole thing was a hoax. From Denver, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
In court documents, Larimer County Sheriff's deputies say Mayumi Heaney told them that she and her husband knew all along that 6-year-old Falcon was hiding in their home and that he was never in the balloon. Investigators say she told them the plan was hatched 2 weeks earlier and that it was designed to get the family media attention. Authorities say the couple instructed their three boys to lie to deputies and reporters. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office is recommending charges be filed against the parents. If the district attorney goes ahead with that, the most serious charges could result in prison sentences. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
In baseball, Game 6 of the American League Championship Series will be held tonight in Anaheim, California. The Los Angeles Angels will try to tie up the series. The Yankees are now leading 3-2. The winner will face the Philadelphia Phillies in the World Series. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.